All right, we're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And it's no secret, many industries are suffering right now because of the pandemic.
Yeah. That's not a secret.
And as of last week, the restaurant industry's lost over $120 billion since March.
Those are all my people.
That is so sad. I mean, you feel like you're ordering so much takeout, but we just can't keep up with it.
I mean, look at Americans ordering $120 billion worth of food that we've just missed out on.
Yeah.
Over 16,000 restaurants have had to close permanently.
That is so sad.
Also, one of the largest concert promoters just reported a 98% loss in revenue.
Well,
wait, how are they still getting 2% just from those, like, drive-in movie theater
concerts
or something?
Aaron Carter's Highway Motel Tour.
Okay.
They're already social distance for years.
Yeah, he's still chugging along.
That would have been 100% yeah. on the concerts, but whatever.
But one industry that we don't talk a whole lot about is the hospitality industry.
Yeah,
like hotels and stuff.
My buddy's a hotel manager.
Well, one hotel chain's doing something about it. Kinda. The news comes from someone staying at a Hyatt hotel in Seattle. His name's Alex, and he was visiting from Colorado. And Alex said there was a message for him from the Hyatt that came up on his hotel room TV.
Okay.
And it read, quote, "As we all navigate these uncertain times together, please consider giving a one-time gift of $25. This hotel will receive 100% of your contribution."
Whoa! Wait. Not even for a charity?
The Hyatt is asking for donations? It's gotten to that point?
The guest tweeted about the strange message, and Hyatt took notice, and a spokesperson for the company responded, saying, "This is not in line with Hyatt's policies."
Oh, so someone went rogue in that location and was like, "Oh, we're going to make some money this way."
So they're launching an investigation into that.
Oh, I think they should launch a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
Well, while we're at it, you know, the show is free, guys, but we all have Venmo, technically. Yeah. So you Venmo me, I'm hilarious,
Jose. I wonder who else is going to be asking for donations. I heard Amazon's struggling during this time.
Yeah.
No, Jeff Bezos
really needs your $25.
You only made $30 billion in 1 month.
Poor guy.
In 1 hour,
yeah.
You mean.
Yeah, I bet.
He can do better. Anyway, now that we're done with that, it's time for your shock collar question of the day. We've got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to figure out who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the question wrong, you get punished by being shocked with an electric dog shock collar while you sing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what you want to hear us sing. And Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Jeff. Yes, I know, Mom. I will call you later. DeBoe.
I feel like it's a daily thing you have to tell your mom.
That was actually a message to Sulu, if she's listening.
Well, I've actually just stopped responding to her altogether. It's easier that way.
It's your mom.
It's easier, trust me. All right. I'll text her later if that'll make you guys
shut
up.
Yeah, it will.
All right.
And then you'll put her back on.
Yeah. All right, I got the shock collar on. Digital Jake, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
They say all the best things come in threes. I asked who they was and they wouldn't tell me, but it might be a group of 2,000 people surveyed for today's shock collar question.
I assume it's a group of three people, but whatever.
Okay. Might be 2,000, you don't know. That survey asked those people to name the best movie trilogies of all time. Now, some of these franchises on the list may have more than three total movies due to reboots. So take that into consideration while you tell me the three best movie trilogies of all time, according to this survey.
Well, that is confusing, because something like Star Wars was originally a trilogy,
but now it's like a
septology or whatever.
Yeah, you put it in there.
For sure. I mean, same with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Before The Hobbit and everything came out.
I mean, you can't include Fast and the Furious, though. That one...
pretty good though.
I will say there's one that my family and I actually did do Lord of the Rings every year, and it's always Christmas. So it's like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings around Christmas. But the other one that is huge and I guarantee is on the list is Harry Potter.
That's more than three films.
Absolutely. He said it's okay to have more than
three. No, but that was never considered a trilogy. Like, it wasn't written as a trilogy. Like, the Lord of the Rings was written as a trilogy, and so was Star Wars.
Yes.
Part of me wanted to say Toy Story, but then they just came out with Toy Story 4, so, I mean, it was way after the first three.
I don't think that was written as a trilogy.
It wasn't written as a trilogy.
Hi, guys. It's Digital Jake coming in with a hint. You guys haven't mentioned one correct answer.
What?
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me?
Hope that's helpful.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
All right. Let's.
What about?
That is very helpful. Though.
Start over from scratch then.
He's right.
Cancel all these answers.
He's
okay.
Trying to help us.
Maybe if we read the question one more time, we'll get some hints.
I asked you to name the top three best movie trilogies of all time according to a recent survey of 2,000 people, and for the first time ever, I'm going to give you a hint. I'm calling the Golden Guess.
Wow.
You can guess any franchise, and I'll tell you if it's on the list or not. Golden Guess. Trademark.
Oh, I know. The Batman trilogy with Christian Bale.
That is not on the list. You failed your golden guest.
What kind of survey was this?
I know. Yeah. Do these people even know movies at all?
Right? How is the Lord of the Rings not in there?
Yeah, that's
one of these trilogies took place between the 70s and the 90s. Okay. One of these took place in the 90s, and one of them was in the 2000s, and one of them was completely in the 80s.
Okay, so one of
Back to the Future.
Oh, Back to the Future is
a
good
one.
There
you go.
That's one of them.
What about Rocky? How many were there?
Ooh. I think there's a lot.
Or
there was 7, I think.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be
what about The Godfather?
Oh, that's a pretty
Godfather
good one.
Trilogy. There we go. Now we're in the
I got another one. Indiana Jones.
Hey, there we go.
Even Alexis knows what that is.
I do know that one.
Yeah, I've heard of that state.
Harrison Ford's hot, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my final answers, they're going to be The Godfather, mm-hmm. Toy Story,
mm-hmm.
and...
Dark Horse. Who thought Toy Story?
Back to the Future or Indiana Jones?
Back to the Future.
I asked you to name the three best movie trilogies of all time according to a survey of 2,000 people, and I gave you like a billion hints. And the answers are number three, the franchise that took place between the 70s and the 90s, that'd be all three Godfathers.
Nice clutch, Brooke.
Nice.
Number two, the franchise that took place in the 90s with one movie coming out in 2001 was Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park, Lost World. And Jurassic Park 3.
And they just had the last one, too.
And number one, the franchise that took place entirely in the 80s would be Indiana Jones with the Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, and The Last Crusade.
Oh, man.
How could they not say Star Wars in that?
I don't know, because they just don't consider it a trilogy, I guess, because there's so many films.
Obviously, you didn't get that right, and somebody wanted to hear me sing Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Okay. Ooh.
Just beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Show them how funky strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just be it!
Aggressive. Wow.
Jamona!
Yeah!
Maybe that's where that came from.
Maybe. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.